We move immediately to our next story, which is a critical one for us to discuss, although I just want to reflect on how impressed I am with the Solidarity Fund. There's something to be said for people who are seconded there, I suppose, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But, you know, I think there's something to be said for people who are not earning a salary there. It's not seen as a trough from which to earn. It would be nice to see the audits on the other side and get a few more actual stories about where those 250,000 food parcels went and the 150,000 PPE items and the like. But yeah, well done to the Solidarity Fund and thanks for your time. My next conversation is with News 24 investigative journalist Jeff Wicks. We're going to be speaking about a key witness in the murder investigation of the slain Lieutenant Colonel Charles Kinnear, who's had to go to ground after he faced a drive-by shooting. Jeff wrote this article about this just yesterday and joins us to get a little bit more color. It's 21 minutes past 7. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Rufiwe.
Thank you so much for giving us the time. Just help us understand exactly the events leading up to this witness having to disappear.
So from what we know, Rufiwe, at about 9 p.m. on Monday night, there was a shooting incident in the suburb of Highlands North. And it seems that a key witness in the investigation into the death of Lieutenant Colonel Kinnear, a man by the name of Bradley Goldblatt, was targeted in that incident. We are told that a car had drawn up alongside his house and a gunman therein had fired a volley of shots towards the house. Luckily, no one was injured, and a car which had been parked in front of the house bore the brunt of the shooting. Four bullets struck the vehicle, but certainly what seems to be a chilling message for Mr. Goldblatt.
Very much so. Now, the murderer accused in the case of Charles Kinnear has not even had his bail hearing as yet. So what's the thinking around where that came from or who that might have been?
Well, it's quite difficult to decode, Rufiwe, and I think that context in this matter is quite important. If we look at the tasking of Lieutenant Colonel Kinnear, he was saddled with investigating some very dangerous people, both in the underworld and in gangland in the Western Cape. There is some credence to the fact that he may have been targeted by nefarious actors. And that then translates into a very dangerous environment for witnesses in this case, as we've seen by the shooting at Mr. Goldblatt's house. Also important here is that a week before the shooting, Mr. Goldblatt spoke to us and told us that he was aware that there were threats on his life. And less than a week after that interview, there was a shooting at his home.
Help us understand the link. We keep getting this link back to Gauteng, both from the fact that it's Mr. Goldblatt's house, and of course the murder accused, I think, was arrested in Johannesburg as well. What are the key links that we should be paying attention to between whatever's happening in Gauteng and this, what we are seeing, or what you're describing is what Lieutenant Colonel Kinnear was investigating, which seems to be a Western Cape gangland issue?
Well, the links to Gauteng are common cause at this point, Rufiwe. Lieutenant Colonel Kinnear's investigations had taken him inland to Gauteng, where he was investigating cases of gun fraud, which implicates top police officials and other high-profile accused there. Then, of course, Zane Killian, the only man who's yet to be arrested for his killing, hails from Springs. And Bradley Goldblatt, who had operated a platform which was able to track cell phones by way of pings, which had been sold to Zane Killian, is also based in Gauteng. So what we're looking at here, Rufiwe, is definitely a national issue, and it's an issue that speaks to information security and privacy beyond the dramatic happenings that we've seen, considering the death of Mr. Kinnear and now this shooting incident.
Oh, Jeff. to that end, I mean, are we getting the appropriate response at SAPS level if this is such a big national issue? Just to finish the thought. Famously, of course, Lieutenant Colonel Charles Kinnear had lost his personal security, which he was supposed to have by the time he died.
Yeah, there are many tropes to this issue, Rafael, where protection is one of them. So we have established at this point that Charles Kinnear's protection was withdrawn inexplicably. And we also know that Bradley Goldblatt is a key whistleblower in this case, because what we have learned from our sources is that 2 weeks before Lieutenant Colonel Kinnear was killed, Mr. Goldblatt actually raised the alarm with the police and warned them that his cell phone was under surveillance. So there are key issues of protection, not only for the witnesses in this matter, but it speaks to a history in this case that led up to the death of Charles Kinnear.
Why can't I sense any urgency?
Well, our sources tell us, Rafael, that the investigation into this matter is being conducted at a very high level. We know that specialist officers have been drawn in from across the country to probe this matter. And it's a matter which is particularly important because it represents an attack on the police, and a very open and brazen attack on the police.
Sure. Well, we'll keep a close eye on this. Thank you very much for your reporting. And your investigations, Jeff. Jeff Wicks is a News 24 investigative journalist. Take a look at his story on News 24, the title being Charles Kinnear, key witness in Charles Kinnear murder case targeted in a drive-by shooting. Thanks so much for that insight, Jeff.